ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, here are your hosts, Pete LePage, Justin Tyler, and Alex Zalber.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And that's our man in the booth, Booth Man.
Booth Man.
Oh, my God, you guys. This has been a pretty big week. But we're leading up to an even bigger weekend, here on our comic book talk show I think we're pretty excited about.
Is
Superb Bowl weekend.
Superb Bowl.
Superb Bowl weekend.
I thought it was Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Sunday.
That's pretty exciting. What team are you pulling?
So a bowl got bitten by a radioactive spider and then became a Super Bowl, right?
Cool.
What?
Interesting. And so it can stick to the wall?
I don't know. Like, what is the Super Bowl?
Well, guys,
you're our resident.
I'm sort of the jock
expert
of the group up here.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really sporty. I joined a gym recently.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. No, that's not true.
I did. It's called CrossFit, and you have to, like, do all these things. I learned how to do a power clean. Anybody know how to do that? Yeah. I'll show you. It's,
did you wash somebody's car?
It's like this. You stand here, and then you...
This weird to see
Are
you,
you
do something.
Holding anything when you do that?
Nope, just your heart on your sleeve. You just think about your muscles.
Cool.
No, so you hold a bar, it's heavy. Yeah. And then you keep doing that for years and you become a kicker for the New York Giants.
There it is. There's the...
Yeah, you brought it all back together. You know, the big thing actually about the Super Bowl is there's going to be a bunch of big commercials for movies. That's the reason it's important, right?
Well, they're doing this big Ferris Bueller thing. Have you guys seen the preview for this?
Yeah.
There's a teaser.
That's a great idea. I just wanted to say just right off, that's a great original idea, and I'm really excited that they're doing that.
Okay, back to
say what you were going to say.
Okay, I'll just say what I was going to say originally.
Yeah.
I was in a sketch Ferris
Bueller. No, this is the first time they're ever doing a Ferris
Bueller. No, doing this Ferris Bueller thing. We did
anything.
The same sketch like 6 months ago.
No, you didn't.
What?
They're ripping us off.
Broderick?
No, I played Ferris Bueller.
No, because you don't look anything like Ferris Bueller.
I look a little bit like him.
No.
Anybody?
Fat? You're fatter.
A young Matthew Broderick. No. Who then? Who?
I don't think so.
Matt LeBlanc?
No. What's
you
the
did,
guy?
You know what? You did marry that horse for a little while.
Okay, that's true.
No. The husband from Roseanne.
Dan Aykroyd?
John Goodman?
Yeah, John Goodman.
Dan Aykroyd. What am I saying? John Goodman? I don't look like John Goodman. How about a white Eddie Griffin?
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
Do you really? A lot?
More than one.
That's funny.
Yep. You know, he's the only one who knows who Eddie Griffin is.
Well, definitely, everybody, check out the Super Bowl this weekend. I think that's going to be really big.
Yeah.
Really good. What's also going to be big and good is our two awesome guests that we have today.
Yeah, we
Hell
do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited about them. One of them is the host of an awesome show here at the Pit called Dungeon Master. The other one is the writer of the amazing Archie Meets Kiss. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Segura and Eric Grunthauser.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome.
Good evening. Thank you for coming.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. Sorry, I got to turn on this iPad.
Braggy.
Yeah, I don't want to press you guys too much. But
all your internet money you're making.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting. So, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to go in reverse order. Alex, we'll chat with you first, if that's okay. So you are writing Archie Meets Kiss right now.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Great, great, great.
That is happening. It is
so
real.
If I was to venture a guess, I would say that Archie in the comic meets a kiss?
No. I don't want to be the one explaining everything.
Archie
today.
Kiss. Oh,
it's Hershey's Kiss. It's a Hershey's Kiss.
That's it.
Is Archie going to meet all bands everywhere?
Every band. We're going to do one kiss a year. Next year's the Beatles, and after that...
Third
Oasis.
Eye Blind.
Yeah.
Can we do Third Eye Blind third?
That's going to be like 2038, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Big plans.
Yeah, looking ahead.
Seriously, let's actually talk about it. So you've three of four parts. Kiss ends up in Riverdale. You're fighting monsters. How much of a blast was this to write?
It was a lot more fun than I thought it would be. You know, it's just such a bizarre pairing. You wouldn't think, you know, Kiss comes to Riverdale would work. But Kiss, I mean, if you thought superhero fans were extremely into what they read, Kiss fans are that times a thousand. So they were really invested, and they knew things that I had no idea about. So it's really like, it's like a superhero big budget crossover.
They knew things about Kiss?
I mean, they're so invested in what Gene and Paul and these guys do. It's kind of... It's
what was the craziest thing that somebody said? Like, Gene would never do that because in album number 3.
good.
Well, I mean, it's funny because in the reviews, some of the reviews said, well, you know, he's clearly like spinning this out of Phantom in the Park, or he's taken this from that. And I did none of that. I mean, I just
is Phantom in the Park is a Kiss album?
It's a movie. It's
they with Kiss in it?
Yeah. So
it's a Kiss movie.
Well, somebody came to the. We had a signing at Golden Apple, and somebody came all the way from Holland just for that signing.
Seriously?
Wow.
Yeah. He skipped me and Dan Perrin. He didn't need our signature, but that was cool. It was okay.
What was that like for you? So it was you, Dan Perrin, who's the artist,
and
Gene and Paul all signing together. Was that? I have to imagine that was.
It was pretty surreal. I mean, we were sitting in the backstage area, and then suddenly Gene and Paul come in with Shannon Tweed and their manager, and they start signing comics. And I have a moment where I'm like, "This is my life. I'm in LA, and I'm signing with Gene and Paul."
What was your Kiss face like?
It was just like X marks on my face.
Did you have did you make a face at all?
A what?
Can you make? Did you make your Kiss
Jamaica
face?
I can't make
face?
It.
Huh?
No.
Jamaica face?
Yeah,
that's what
Jamaica
I heard.
Face?
I was like, "That's."
What's a Jamaica face?
I don't know. Let's stop talking about this.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. So part 3 of the story. The other thing that I think is kind of fun about it is beyond having Kiss in there, you also have Sabrina the Teenage Witch. All the other characters are showing up. How did you end up getting this? Were they like, hey, just throw every single person in there and see what happens?
I had to figure out how to make... I mean, the idea of Kiss, I guess the easy story would be to have them just have like a battle of the bands and then music brings them together or whatever, which now sounds terrible. But... once I knew Sabrina was going to be in it, she's what made Kiss make sense. And so I wanted it to feel like a big, you know, big budget crossover, like a big Marvel or DC
so
event.
So Sabrina made Kiss make sense? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh,
think
okay.
about that.
Yeah.
No, having Sabrina and that magical element made it work a little bit better than just throwing them together and, hey, I'm Gene. I live down the street, you know. So.
One of the more fun elements, I think, of the book, you have a Twilight-type vampire. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Each of those four monsters, well, I guess there's a portal, and it brings Kiss, and then it also brings four monsters to Riverdale.
Portals.
I don't know. Does everyone know what the deal with Kiss is? Or I don't know. Did I was not only listening?
In general, or like in this comic
So they're
book?
Monsters or men?
they're the men, question. But in order to have them come to you, you need a portal.
Okay. I thought they were just into like rocking and
No,
rolling.
I mean there's Paul G, oh, nice. There's the four people, but in the comic they're like these supernatural demon hunters, of course.
But when they're on stage performing, are they like, no, right now I'm a monster?
They each have personas. Like Gene Simmons is the demon and Paul Stanley is Starchild and
the other
so
two
on.
Are just guys.
Catman and Spaceman.
What, the cat and the spaceman?
Yeah.
Man, they must have been fucked up when they thought of that.
I don't know. This is your first interaction with Kiss. Like,
when was Kiss happening?
Were you living under a rock forever? Like, what's this Kiss band about?
Their songs don't imply monsters from space. I'll tell you that much.
Really?
They spit out fire.
Dress up like
no, their songs.
You haven't heard their songs, Monsters from Space?
Yeah.
No,
it's really good.
Yeah, it's a big hit.
Monsters from space.
That's great.
Is that good?
That was good. Very
okay,
accurate.
Thank you.
I'm excited about this, but I'm also excited about the Mega Man comic.
Mega Man's a lot of fun. I mean, if you like Sonic, Ian Flynn's also writing Mega Man, which is Mega Man and Sonic. I like to tell people are some of the best superhero comics you don't know are superhero comics. So,
yeah, actually, for those of you who don't know, Alex, you're also the publicity manager. Is that the correct title?
Executive director of publicity and marketing.
Oh, okay.
It's way longer than
big,
it should
that's
be.
That's a big
come on.
Yeah.
Jeez.
For Archie, so you guys have been doing a great job lately actually getting Archie out there.
Thank you.
What was that like coming in there? What was the impetus for really actually trying to give us the big push, really try to change things as much as possible?
Well, it's funny because
when
I came over from DC, a lot of people said, well, why would you, you know, leave something that's, you know, Superman, Batman, those are so identifiable. But for me as a kid, I grew up reading Archie. So characters like Archie, Benny, Veronica are just as in my kind of pop culture brain up front. It was really just putting the stories in front of some of the press. And then later on, people started to ask, like, hey, what's coming up next? Before, there was really just a lot of silence, you know. I guess the mentality was more, we'll do the comics and people will react to it. But, you know, a big part of publicity is pointing people in the right direction. So it's not as hard as it sounds.
It's pretty hard.
Yeah.
You just got to get the media on your side.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Can you tell us anything big that's coming up, any big pushes that are happening past Archie meets Kiss?
Yes, there's going to be something that's arguably bigger than Archie Meets Kiss.
What?
Yes, it can happen. And
I believe that can happen.
So we're going to announce that in San Diego. You know, Kevin Keller has been huge for us. He just got married, so congrats to Kevin.
Yeah, that was a big... Yeah.
In the future, though. He got married in the future.
A lot of things happening in the future in the Archie world.
Yeah. And that's been one of our most popular titles, just having, like, the aged-up Archie in Life with Archie, where he's, like, a 20-something, and in one world he's married to Betty, in the other he's married to Veronica, and in both worlds Kevin is married, so that's good.
A lot of portals. A lot of portals.
Yeah.
It's just a walk through the park, apparently. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. You are toeing the company line.
Wow. Eric, let's chat with you a little bit. So you do a show called Dungeon Master that's here at the Pit. That sounds like it's possibly even nerdier than our show. All right.
Am I being accused of not being nerdy enough? Is that what that was?
No,
I don't know. Are those boat shoes you're wearing?
If I had a boat, yes. These are walking shoes that, in case I run into a boat.
Yeah. Theater shoes.
You'll be ready. To be prepared. Yeah, these are movement stage shoes, guys. Yeah, I run a show called Dungeon Master here at the Pit. It's a comedy variety show, and it's kind of just, I've been a big sponge for nerd culture and nerdy things for all of what I like to consider a life, and I try and just bring them to the stage in any way that suits me. We've had visits from Galactus and the Necronomicon and the TARDIS. I also like to build things out of cardboard, so that gives me a lot of opportunity for that.
Cool. We were talking about this a little bit backstage. You have an improv set during the show where you have a dungeon master that rolls a 20-sided die to determine what's going to happen.
Yes, that is the titular act of the show. Is the improv set, and what happens is we have an actual dungeon master on stage, who
a real life dungeon master.
He's board certified.
What board?
Does he have like backup dice or?
He's got backup dice. He's got papers, a badge. It's very official. he's the Wizard of the Coast. It was really a coup to get him.
This is a comic book show. You don't get Dungeons and Dragons.
Sorry, guys. I know there's not a lot of crossover here. So he rolls for outcomes such as emotion and place and items. So say there are two people on stage in a scene, and one person says to the other one, "Tom, I think I want to marry you." He would roll maybe at that point and say, "Jerry, you react with rage." And then it's played out in such a way. It's a lot of fun.
It is. I've seen the show a bunch of times. It's a lot of fun. Also, I'd like to... What's awesome is he does a lot of super nerdy jokes, like with the Galactus and stuff. Audience eats it up. I was really impressed with... Yeah. Like, it was a couple Guardian jokes, a little Silver Surfer, and I was like, really? Everybody's getting this?
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Wow.
Why don't they come to our show?
Yeah, I was like, what?
Huge crossover. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had the comic who I had played Galactus on the last show. When I asked him, the first thing he said, "Is this a family show? Can I swear?"
On our show, yes.
Yeah, please. Yeah, please.
No, families
more
don't
swearing.
Well, I just read that comics aren't for kids anymore, so
they're fucking
swear
not.
Words
they're
are
fucking,
for kids.
They're fucking great. I told him, I said, "Hey, do you want to be Galactus in my next show?" And he said, "Who the fuck is Galactus?"
Oh,
So I'm like, perfect, so this will be great.
You showed him Rise of the Silver Surfer, and he was like, "Cool, I'm going to dress as a cloud."
Yep, exactly. I'm like, "I'm going to spray you down with purple paint, and it'll be great." Now, I built him a big helmet and put him on stage, and I gave him his script. And the next thing he said to me was, "What the fuck is a herald?"
You let him get on
stage? Everybody did let him get on stage. I had to. He's Galactus. You don't say no. Everybody ate it up. Everyone really gets, nerd culture is such a, it's so permeated now. Like, it's everywhere, Everyone gets
You make it sound
things.
Like a virus or poison.
Yeah. It's totally like a virus. It makes everyone sick.
I'm curious, actually, not to get all serious about this, but Alex, you've been from working in D.C. to Archie. How do you think nerd culture has changed over time from your perspective?
Wow.
now you're making me feel old.
Well, you're 80.
Yeah.
You were the first nerd.
You look great.
It's yeah, thank you.
When you created Fantastic Four number one.
No, I mean, it's less of a niche. It's less, oh, that's the weird dude that just goes to the comic shop and doesn't interact with anyone else. It's everywhere. I mean, it's in movies, it's music, so it's more a part of culture in general, and it's less this kind of weird niche, which it should never have been, so that's my good save.
What do you guys think? Should it be a niche?
Huh? No. Well, yeah. I mean, we should have like we should have ownership of the
nerd. Yeah, we got to get those cool guys out of there, right?
Yeah, all the cool guys are right in that niche.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, does anybody feel though? You know, like it's such a part of culture, but people are still getting it kind of wrong because everyone's kind of jumping on it and being like, "Oh man, well we got to have a character who plays Dungeons and Dragons. That's pretty big with the kids these days, right?" And then it's always like a guy in a wheelchair. Aww. And they're like,
What?
No, I mean, because he's always like, oh, well, he don't walk so good in this world, but in the game, he's the fastest runner. You know, I mean, he's not playing Dungeons and Dragons because he's in a wheelchair. He's playing it because he's a nerd.
But
wait,
also,
nerd? If you're a nerd, it takes away your legs.
It's true.
Watch
holy
you guys.
Shit!
It's really gone wrong, man.
I've been sitting in this chair the entire time.
Oh man,
I haven't left.
I felt a tingle.
Jeez. All right, guys, we're gonna move on with our next section, which we like to call the stack. So, if it is your first time to the show, for the stack, we've each made a pick. Some comic that we particularly like that we wanted to go to bat for this week. So first one is Pete's pick, which is Usagi Yojimbo number 143.
Oh.
And if you guys ever wanted to know how soy sauce was made, this is the comic for you. I'm
not a joke.
Not a joke.
Well, first off, explain the premise of Usagi Yojimbo.
Well, Usagi Yojimbo,
and then explain the soy sauce part right after.
Yeah, we'll get to the soy sauce in a second.
Usagi Yojimbo is a wandering Ronin samurai and rabbit. Mm-hmm. And he kind of wanders from town to town doing what's right, justice.
Is it heavy on the samurai side or like the carrot eating side? Or
no,
like the
it's
cute
more,
side?
It's more, it's very much more samurai. Less carrot.
I can see why it would appeal to you.
Well, you've been a big fan of the series for a while. This was actually the first issue I've ever read, but I'm curious to hear what you thought of it. How did this issue
specifically?
Compare?
What did this change the character a lot?
Yeah,
what's nice about Usagi Yojimbo is, for all the years that it's been around for a while. It's the same. You know, every issue you're going to pick up, it's pretty much they're one and done issues. There have been some arcs, but the more one and done, it's very accessible. it's just like good. It's great art, but it's also
good story.
It's
just good comic books, yeah.
Yeah, it's good comic books.
This is actually the first of a two-part story about soy sauce making.
Yeah.
And that sounds like a joke, but really there's a problem in this town that Usagi Yojimbo comes upon. A soy sauce warehouse is burning down, which he stops.
The only one in town?
There's actually a rival.
Yeah.
And he
makes it more modern and less
traditional. Yeah, he makes
it
shittier soy sauce.
Right, this is
sodium
a little bit
free.
Of...
Sodium free.
No.
Is it a Bragg's factory?
A Rags factory?
A Bragg's soy sauce. It's for vegans. You guys?
Go to the vegan. Wow, you mastered
the nerd
crowd.
What's
wrong with vegans? You're going deeper to the vegan
members
of the audience.
Did I miss anybody?
Yeah. They're in the back, like feebly.
No, there's another soy sauce factory that uses modern techniques. One that you really have to apparently use for soy sauce is you have to use the beams, the wooden beams from the previous soy sauce factory that are covered in mold and the leavings of the soy sauce as it evaporates into the air.
Are we back
to
the
give it
the
proper
now?
Flavor?
Huh? We're back to the comic now.
This is part of the comic. There's a rabbit in a soy sauce factory, and the guy's like, yeah, the mold falls into the vats, and it makes soy sauce. And the rabbit's like, okay. And then he goes to sleep. And then he wakes up. And then there's another...
And then has a delicious soy sauce.
And then they go and get sushi, because they're like, this is good soy sauce.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This seems... sort of contradictory to your usual tastes, which are like, yo, there better be a gun in that soy sauce. Or something. This is a very quiet, calm comic. There's honestly five pages about how soy sauce is made.
I know, it's very interesting. And then my
when you get up in the morning, are you like, how is soy sauce made?
Yep. And then I eat a shitload of it.
That's very bad for you.
Have you guys ever checked out Usagi Yojimbo?
I mean, an issue here and there. I'm ashamed to say.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. I would pick it up, enjoy it, realize it's really long, and then put it back down.
Like a big sushi meal.
I actually really liked this issue.
I did too. Yeah. I really liked it.
I was really surprised. Yeah, we're
it's like Concrete, sort of. The comic Concrete.
Yeah.
Which is a great comic.
Black and white.
How many
No, but it's like a very quiet. What's that?
How many issues are there so far?
Zygo Jimbo?
Yeah.
This is 143.
Yeah, but
so you can jump right on board.
It's done 200 issues. It just had a big anniversary.
I have a question about Usagi Yojimbo. I've always wondered, what can you tell me is what's the story behind his little dinosaur friend?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Yoshi?
There's a couple. Yoshi.
No, it's a different dinosaur.
Yeah, there's one that he's friends with, and then some of them are bad, and he has to kill those.
Okay.
Does
that explain it?
What does that have to do with soy sauce?
Yeah, that's my real question.
It's not always about soy sauce. I know this is the first one
I don't know.
Read.
As far as I know.
Soy sauce arc is getting old.
Yeah.
I get it. What get to the wasabi.
Yeah. Anyway, this was surprisingly good. I really enjoyed it. It was well told, despite the fact that it was all about making soy sauce.
It's a very zen. In the beginning, there's like three pages where he's like, Usagi Yojimbo is like, oh, if you throw a rock on top of this.
Oh, that was so awesome.
I don't understand why you
Who
like
are
this.
You?
He didn't even
he
let
says,
him finish.
If I throw a rock and land it on top of this arch, I'll have good luck today. And he throws it, and it's three panels of it bouncing around, and it falls to the ground. And he's like,
oh, well.
And then he walks away.
That's so awesome.
What?
Who are you?
Storyteller.
If it's your first time at the show, Pete usually is like, I read that issue of Wolverine and only 37 people got stabbed instead of 1,000.
Yeah.
It sucked.
To be fair, that quote of his made the most recent trade paperback.
Yeah, weird choice. Anyway, great comic. Definitely pick it up. Let's move on to your pick, which was American Vampire, number 23.
All right.
Okay. Medium.
All right, there you go.
Medium of
plot. That's all you need. What did you think about this issue?
This comic, vampires, very popular. Am I right?
Nah.
No?
Oh, okay.
They are popular amongst other people. And so this, and the whole thing is like, oh, kill them with a wooden stake. But this comic is all about the American version of vampires, which have other ways of being killed. You gotta be shot with a cold bullet and other different things. But it's
mic is on. Yeah.
I think maybe your mic is off.
It says on.
Oh, you turned it off.
Now it is on.
Now it's on.
You know what you got to do?
I know. I grew bored with my sentence.
We all just died inside when you
started
talking.
Yeah, I did actually fall asleep a little bit when you were talking
about
that.
That's okay. I just had a burrito. So in this, it takes place in the 50s. There's a sort of a greaser kid, and he has to, a vampire steals his girlfriend. And that's counterproductive, theatrically speaking, Pete.
Oh.
It's counterproductive to a show to have a fellow actor fall asleep on stage.
Oh, that's fine. He just got bored because you haven't gotten to the part where the vampire makes soy sauce yet.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
We're getting
when
there.
When does that happen?
He makes a great remoulade sauce for a... I know you're big into...
Yeah, this series
hungry.
Is great. I really like the series a lot. This arc in particular is very cool. Scott Snyder and Raphael Albuquerque have done a really good job of creating a new character. This greaser guy who hunts vampires is really cool and interesting and very different. What?
He's always combing his hair. He's got a leather jacket. He's a cool
dude.
He's
a cool dude.
The scene where he's on the bleachers with his friends and he's just like, want to know.
Tell me more. Tell me
more.
Can they bite on your neck? Tell me more.
Wow.
Tell me more.
Did she give you a peck?
Nothing
close.
To do with vampires.
That's pretty good.
We can come up with a better song than that. Have you guys, are you sick of vampires? Have you checked out American Vampire at all?
Yeah, I mean, I like Snyder stuff. Albuquerque, I've been following Albuquerque since he was doing Blue Beetle way back when. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
great comic.
Awesome, yeah. Blue Beetle.
And it's just fun. It's a different take. I think, you know, when it came out, it was Twilight was kind of the default view of vampires. So it was a great counterbalance to that. So
I read this issue before the show, and it's the first issue I've read, so I was a little bit lost. But it's pretty beautiful. Yeah. I mean,
do you need to know? Cars, girls, bros, and then vampires.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. Cars, girls, and bros.
Yeah.
And
Carls.
Carls and bros. Carls.
Of Carls.
Yep.
That's what they call vampires in this
Karl
universe.
Marx.
Carls.
Carl Sagan. Two of my favorite Carls.
Carlos.
Team it up.
Huh?
Making soy sauce.
Carl Winslow.
Carl Winslow.
Carlos Santana.
The third of the great, the only fictional Carl.
What did you guys think of the new issue of American Carl's?
Really good. Heavy on Carl Winslow. His stories were sort of told during Family Matters, I think. I think we've got enough
well,
of Carl Winslow.
Well, that and Die Hard. You know, he had that sweet
That's
family.
Right.
Slightly
true.
Different character, I think. He was playing a cop,
he was
to be fair.
A cop. I thought it was
Are you saying, could it be the same character?
It's a prequel.
Yeah. Huh? Die Hard is a prequel.
Die Hard is a prequel to Family Matters.
Yeah, definitely. People watch Die Hard and they spawn watch the most it. Interesting character out of that into Family Matters, which
didn't
is
they
Carl
spin
Winslow.
Out of Perfect yeah, Strangers, right?
What?
Family Matters was a Perfect Strangers spin.
So Perfect Strangers, Family Matters, and Die Hard all take
are
place
all linked in
all
some
the same
way.
Universe. Yeah. Yeah. Well, after the actions of Die Hard, Carl Winslow realized he needed to settle down and start a family because life is really short.
Yeah. That was I don't know if you guys heard this, but Dude's the new died. Die Hard movie takes place on Meepos.
Yeah, I know.
And then Belky good. Shows up.
Yeah.
Yes.
You nailed it. You are correct.
You got it.
That's cool. Where he's from. You were correct.
See, it's funny because in Perfect Strangers. Oh, should I not keep explaining?
No, okay. I think we got it.
All right, let's move on to the next pick. This is my pick, Bulletproof Coffin Disinterred, number one. From Image Comics. This series is crazy.
Crazy.
But in a really good,
good
way. The first series, which was six issues, was a little hard to get a handle on until the last issue, I think, when it became clear that it was basically about creating new superheroes, licensed properties. The creators, David Hein and Shaky Kane, put themselves in the series as crazy shut-ins who had sold all of the rights to their characters, and their characters come to kill them. So, totally nuts stuff. This one starts at an entirely different place, having almost nothing to do with it, and is the same sort of thing where they're doing a deconstruction of noir comics with also a little bit of the Mystery Men thing mixed in as well. It's really cool, great art. Have no idea where it's going, but I'm really excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, it's just real tripped out fun. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah, there are a bunch of breasts in it.
Nice. Don't well, he did. Balls. He did sort of a balls, first
yeah.
Page.
I skipped right over that. Sorry. Guys.
Well, he did a very sort of literate, educated study of it. You gave a carnival barker what they would say.
That was like a good pull quote.
Huh?
His quote.
He's
was
all
like,
pull
yeah,
quotes.
Yeah.
This guy. He should the money he's making on it.
Oh man.
Mint.
To be fair, when I showed Pete the issue, he went to the first page. He was like, "Whoa! You didn't tell me there were dongs in this." There are.
Yeah, I didn't say dongs. I don't think I've ever said dongs in my life.
What did great, you? What did great, you say then?
Yeah,
I don't remember. But
you don't remember?
Yeah, it's. Why do I think of 16 candles when you say dongs? What?
Long
dog, dog,
dog, dog. Okay, right. Okay.
The most
we are putting your brain together
character
on the show tonight.
Yeah. The '80s.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, Bulletproof.
My American style girlfriend.
Yeah, that's the one.
Sorry.
Man, you are right on the cusp of the references tonight.
Yeah. You're doing a good job. Definitely pick that up, and that's it for the stack.
Woo-woo!
Guys, we are going to move on with our next section, which is my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions, and for that, we're going to bring out Booth Man! Who, it should be mentioned, lives in the booth. That's why he's dressed like that.
Yes.
You're dressed like a wonderful guy.
Yeah, a good pal.
Is this entire thing a question right here?
This is a statement. Not from me. An audience member brought it up as the show was going on. So take a listen. Carl Winslow, the actor, whose real name is Reginald Vell Johnson, as I'm sure we all know, is the cop in Ghostbusters who lets them out of the jail and says the mayor wants to see you.
Oh, yes.
Tying Ghostbusters to Die Hard, to Family Matters, to Perfect Stranger. Awesome.
Wow. That audience
the
member,
flowers
that audience
are
member,
still standing.
That audience member, Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
Brought
so,
that up.
Thanks. So first question. What character who has not yet debuted in the DC NW do you miss most?
Probably DC New 52.
Yeah.
We were actually talking about this the other week, but what do you guys think? Have you been reading the New 52 stuff?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
character?
Who are you missing?
Yeah, who do you miss? Who do you want to see?
Funky Flashman.
Ooh. Please explain to us exactly.
You guys,
were you crying right there?
I was crying a little
get
bit.
Choked up
no, there's a character called Funky Flashman from the 70s that DC has left alone for far too long. They have an opportunity.
What does Funky Flashman do?
Sell things.
He's a salesman.
He's a Superman villain. They did like one issue in about like 5 years ago where he was selling Captain Cold merchandise and Captain Cold had to go kill him. I don't think he actually killed him, but I want him to bring back. I want them to bring back Funky Flashman. I'm looking for the office.
I think he's on Earth too.
At LexCorp, really?
He's on Earth too.
Yeah.
No, he's the center.
Yeah,
of
you
Earth
you
too.
Know where all these characters
yeah,
are, right?
Yeah, they're all on Earth.
You have to.
I guess probably Ted Kord or Wally West. I mean, Wally West was a Flash I grew up with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to see Wally West, but they're not going to do it, are they?
Up to yeah.
Maybe.
They will.
They will. Oh, they will.
Yep. Okay. I'm looking for Canterbury Cricket. Oh, did they bring him back already? Oh, he's already—he already came back. He was one of the 52 most essential DC characters. Yes.
Character for those of you who don't know, Canterbury Cricket is a giant cricket from England who fights crime.
Yep,
makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pete, what about you? Who are you looking forward to?
I'm not. I haven't missed anybody. I think
nobody. Yeah.
Nobody.
I think they.
Come
they
on,
got,
Pete.
No,
they nailed it.
No, there's got to be one guy or girl out there that you're missing. Think of all the DC characters you love.
Yep, they got them.
They're
awesome.
There.
What about you, Alex?
I think Wally West is actually the one that I'd go with. I love Wally, but again, I don't see it happening because they have Barry Allen as Flash, so I don't think we're going to see Wally. I miss Wally.
Oh, geez, that's so sad. Wow.
Anyway, thank you for asking that. Raise
Great
your hand
question.
You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
Raise your hand, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Nice. You really thought about that. About raising your hand.
Yeah. All right. Next, all right, next question. Here we go.
What Marvel character would you most like to see steal Betty and or Veronica from Archie?
Ooh.
Would I like to see?
Yeah.
Wolverine.
Yeah.
I mean, might as well go to the extreme.
Physically steal him?
Yeah. Yeah. After that, I don't
have
know.
To. Yeah.
Yeah. Eric, you look like you had an answer.
I want Kid Omega, Quentin Quire, to get as much action as he can. He's a total badass. Wow. I love him.
So wait a second. You're the red bench over there is pushing like Wolverine and Quentin Quire to steal Archie. Like.
Yeah,
not steal Archie.
Oh, steal Betty and Veronica. Oh, I mean. I don't know. I misinterpreted the question. I was like, "Whoa, these are some strong answers."
All right.
No, they would have to steal Archie first.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, do you know what we're saying when we say steal?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
that's why
romantically.
That's why I was confused. Like,
who would you like to see kidnap Archie?
Yeah. No. No. I get that. I thought it was a romantic thing. I knew that, but I was like, "Wait, you want to watch Wolverine fuck Archie? Like, why?" That's what I honestly thought your answer was. Thank you. Nothing.
I got to be honest. Nothing. Now I kind of do. I kind of want to see that.
You never know what's going to come about. A whole new series can come out.
I'm the best there is at what I do.
Oh, no.
Okay, so.
Is that what Archie sounds like in your head?
Oh, I'm Archie.
Yep, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, what about you guys?
Jughead.
No,
Jughead's
the Marvel
not a Marvel
universe,
character.
It's
still in
Jughead.
Continuity.
Ultimate Jughead.
Yeah, Ultimate Jughead.
Jughead,
no,
year
evil,
one.
Yeah, multiverse Jughead.
Yeah. Ultimate Jughead is the one that just wears a leather vest and eats meatballs instead of hamburgers.
Whoa. Yeah, meatballs is a much more extreme version of a hamburger.
It's like Earth.
No sure fucking is. Handle on that. It's just meat.
Who needs a bun?
Yeah. Bun's just a handle, man. Bun's just a handle.
Who's your pick?
I think... it would have to be Anol, the lizard guy from the X-Men.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a good pick.
Yeah,
a lot of the X-Men picks.
Anole, is his name? He seems like such a nice kid. I think him and Betty would really settle down.
Build a home together.
He's a real kid next door type guy. Huh? Don't be afraid.
It's okay.
Oh.
I feel like...
then he should get with Archie.
I don't
like
know,
I said
I don't
originally.
Know about Betty. I'd like to see Tony Stark take Veronica. That's pretty like...
Oh, that would be
that would
creepy.
Work, right?
It's not really a contest,
no,
though.
Man.
No.
They wouldn't date.
They're...
Wow. Wow. Great call, Pete.
Cool. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
Who is the coolest character in the public domain?
The coolest character in
the public domain.
Well,
all the
public,
coolest characters.
Public domain's pretty cool as is.
Yeah.
I think
the
we can all agree.
Just as a the thing. It's just
domain.
A cool thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Black Terror. He's got a cool costume.
Yeah.
Oh, do you mean just the comic book public domain or like Charles Dickens characters too?
Like Sherlock Holmes? Or
can we use them all?
Huh? Yeah. Fagin. Fagin is sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, you're with me on Fagin? Okay, so that's two for Fagin.
Yeah. coolest public domain character?
Eric?
I've been saving my answer.
Just say Tarzan.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was gonna say Peter Pan, but he's not in the public domain.
No, he is, I think. Well, he recently went there.
The children's hospital closed? There's like a children's hospital that owns Peter Pan.
Yeah, they kicked all those kids on the street, and they were like, we want to own Peter Pan!
You want to be like Peter Pan? Now you're an orphan.
Yeah.
Fly! Yeah. I would say the cast of, like, the Wizard of Oz universe. Can I say that as a whole thing? Because that's public domain, and I think that, like, I like a majority of stories that are set in that universe.
When those wheel guys from Return to Oz,
the Wheelers,
when they ended up in that sand and turned to sand, that scared the shit out of me.
Right, that movie is terrifying.
The monkeys always freaked me out, man.
Yeah,
Pete, what about you? Public domain character?
The first thing that comes to mind is the Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah, that's the first thing that pops in your head.
Always?
In general?
Cool. Shut up, man.
All right, raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
That was a good question.
Yeah.
Do you think that comic book movies have the potential to win a Best Picture Academy Award?
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, like
Jonah
Hex? Hell
fucking yes.
Yeah? What
are you basing that on?
what do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, you saw it get pretty close. I thought Dark Knight was almost there. I mean, Ledger got nominated. I mean, won the nomination.
Yeah, particularly now that they've opened it up to 10 specifically try and get big budget movies.
Anything goes.
Sure, why not? Probably, I mean, of stuff coming out this year, you could probably say Avengers, definitely a Best Picture nominee.
You think?
Dark Knight Rises, a Best Picture nominee. Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance,
Fuck
Best
you.
Picture nominee.
Fuck you.
Yep. Yeah. That's not going to win the Best Picture of Friday, I don't think. Let alone the year. I think Dark Knight might...
Rises?
Yeah, Rises. Well, that's a little too late for Dark Knight at this point.
You know what? That was pretty good. Let's
let's nominate it again.
Yeah, why don't we Best Picture it?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
I think
let's
it could.
Best
I mean,
Picture it.
It's that's a snot. I mean, people don't even... it's hard for a comedy to even get on there. Like, I don't know. A comic book movie seems like a long shot.
It would have to be something like an American Splendor or a Ghost Town. Am I missing?
Ghost Town.
Yeah, Ghost Town.
No.
Ghost Town, the Ricky Gervais vehicle?
Yeah. I think that was based on a comic book.
What are you doing? Ghost Dad?
The Mask.
Yeah, The Mask.
Son
Great
of Mask.
Possibilities for that.
Do you think there's a chance for The Mask to get Best Picture?
Do you think we could renominate
it? Retroactively?
In the past?
The Academy does like to surprise, so you never know.
Pete, that would be smoking. Right?
Wow.
Wow? You just don't get it yet.
That's the shyest mask quote I've heard.
Yeah,
hey, it's smoking.
What if I got it wrong? I don't know. I got Ghost Town wrong.
Remember when people would quote that? How old are we? Are we all the same age? Yeah, let's remember that?
No.
Oh, God, we're old.
I don't know. They're probably out there texting their Biebers.
Wow.
That's what kids do, right?
Yep, all the vegans in the back are texting their Biebers.
Cool, raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. And I think that's it for our prize packs. So for the rest of the questions, we're going to do a lightning round, which means the first answer is always correct.
Yes.
So let's hit it.
Who will win, Avengers versus X-Men?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
Avengers got to win, right?
Avengers.
What are you talking about? X-Men.
No, Avengers
X-Men.
Are like...
X-Men. It's going to be X-Men. With
you think? Avengers are like the cool kids in the block.
Yeah, but X-Men, and I mean, the whole idea is, for those of you who don't know, Avengers versus X-Men is Marvel series launching in April. The idea is that the Phoenix Force, which could destroy all life on Earth, is coming down. Avengers, as far as we know, are saying, whoa, 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 we want to stop it. And X-Men are like, no, let it happen. So
is that
they're real hippies.
Yeah, they're like, whatever.
Yeah.
We're busy texting our Biebers.
Yeah, yeah. You're really plugged into so many worlds.
They'll probably just send them
hashtag
a
testing
game.
Our Biebers. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Twitter?
Yeah, but geez, don't spoil everything.
Cool, let's go to the next question.
We landed on neither one.
A tie.
Why not?
Oh. You answered your own question.
Why?
Huh? Oh, really? Okay. Next question. What's the advanced word on the Avengers movie?
Well, I don't know if you saw, but there was a hot 17 seconds, which I think is about a half the movie, was released today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's there was a Twitter chat, and at the end of the Twitter chat, they revealed with a 10-second promo. The extra 6 to 7 seconds was the Avengers logo at the end, and that was pretty much it.
That was
but
my
it's
favorite
a 10-second teaser for the 30-second teaser that's going to air at the Super Bowl.
So a trailer for a trailer.
Yeah.
No, it's a tease a tease for a trailer.
Okay.
Well, this is I did a little quick math, and if it's a 10-second teaser for 30-second teaser, I'm guessing the movie is probably 90 seconds long.
What's a Twitter chat? Like, how does that even work?
I think it's just people using just, Twitter.
It's Twitter.
Yeah, it's Twitter.
Okay.
But there's somebody moderating the Avengers hashtag, Agent M, who I think.
All right, I know him.
Yeah. moderating the Twitter hashtag and basically saying, hey, we're going to take these questions. And they had the guy who plays Loki, guy who plays Nick Fury, who you may know as Samuel Jackson, Joss Whedon, and Clark Gregg, I think, were all on the chat. Taking questions and answering them.
So he was moderating the hashtag?
Yeah.
Cool.
Did you guys watch the clip? What did you think of the clip?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be the most explosive ad of this summer. I mean,
wow. I mean, yeah, for 10 seconds worth of action, it was interesting. Yeah.
Well, there's the Hulk face at the end, and he is mad.
And green.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I don't know if this is a fair reaction, but I'm starting to get really frustrated and annoyed that we have not seen them together.
Like the Hulk.
The Avengers? I don't think they ever get together.
No, they don't get together in the movie.
Yeah. No, it's just they're all like, where is everybody?
It was actually penned by Grant Morrison. It was his Seven Soldiers script that he's redone for the Avengers. They never
find and replace.
Yep, yeah. Find and replace. Yep.
I mean, I understand that's kind of the money shot of like them all standing together and fighting. Wow. Whoever.
If the movie ends with them standing together, I'll be disappointed.
Just standing there?
You want an Empire
Strike
Back? Yeah.
It's just like Hulk, this is Iron Man. He's like he shoots beams. Hulk's angry all the time, so stay away from him. Captain America is very old, but he looks young.
Who is introducing? Who is this character you made up?
This is a new character for the movie. Jarvis. It's Jarvis.
Yeah. Cool. Let's get the next question.
All right, last question. Which of the Three Stooges would you be? And then parentheses, this includes Boothman.
I don't like
Boothman is not a stooge.
Nope. aren't you? You're the regular guy who's always like, "Ah, stooges."
See, you would have to be Mo, right?
I would. Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
I see him more as Larry.
Yeah.
Aren't they all sort of terrible?
I don't know.
Yes.
Pete, you seem to know a little bit about.
Yeah, you
this.
Know about these stooges.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more of a shemp. What, really?
Yeah.
I couldn't get Matthew Broderick, but Shemp, you're like, yep, this guy's a fucking Shemp.
Yep, nailed it. That's
bullshit.
It for your audience questions. Thank you, Boothman. Awesome. All right, Shemp. Are you ready for our next section?
I don't know. Wasn't he only half around, Shemp?
Yeah, I don't know. I grew up on the Laurel and Hardy Road 2 movies a little more.
La di da. So opulent.
Hey, who's on first?
Guys, let's move on with our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek. All right, in the Week in Geek, we're going to hit you with a couple of pop culture topics, geek culture topics, actually.
Geek pop.
So here we go. Let's kick it off. First one, this is kind of a fun thing that happened over the weekend. There's a movie, Chronicle, that's coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer.
I'm excited for that movie.
Yeah, it looks awesome. For those of you who don't know, it's a found footage movie like Paranormal Activity and other things like that.
They didn't actually find it, though.
No, they didn't.
They
it's fictional.
It. Yeah.
It's not the prequel.
Don't mislead people, because Pete went to see Paranormal Activity and was like, get the fuck out of here.
Actually, can I tell you guys a quick story? I saw Blair Witch Project at its opening weekend when
Three
it was still like,
theater.
Is it real? Is it not real? What's going on? And everybody sat there in the theater like totally quiet for the entire credits. And after the credits were over and everybody sort of sitting there going like, what's going on? What happened? This guy stands up in the front of the theater and is like, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. And everybody is like, oh my God, he's going to ask for money or something. And he's like, excuse me. Does anybody know if this movie is real or not?
That's
because
amazing.
I live in
Has
New
anyone
Jersey
heard from these
and
kids?
I have to drive home past the woods. At which point, everybody in the theater is like, it's totally real. And then he killed himself.
Yeah. Oh.
Awful.
Why would you sit there and just let that happen?
Remember though when that came out, people truly believed that that was a real movie just because it was like the camera's so shaky. It must be
real. Yeah, the camera's shaking. It's got to be real.
Real movies have people that stabilize that shit.
They have stands.
Yeah, they have stands. They pay for stands. It's real.
No one had seen anything. I saw that movie. I'm from Utah, and I saw that movie when it came out at Sundance. And that movie scared the shit out of me.
Name drop there.
Like, yeah. Cool. No one, Sundance.
No one knew.
You grew up in Sundance. Yes, wow.
Didn't let me finish the story. Anyways, I was at Sundance.
Yeah.
Good story.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, great story.
Yeah, that's a really good story. The thing I was going to say about Chronicle, they had a viral marketing thing that they did this weekend where they hired a tech company to make gigantic human-sized RC planes that were outfitted to look like human beings, and then they flew them around New York City so that from far away it looked like guys flying around. And as far as I know, nobody saw it.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Now, I thought... I was disappointed when I found out that Chronicle wasn't the prequel to Chronicles of Riddick.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You do know, this is a little off topic, but you know that Vin Diesel is actually shooting a
they were making
Riddick
another
movie
one.
Right now.
Yes!
So you're welcome.
Wow, what a character for the ages.
Yeah. Riddick.
Pitch Black?
Pitch Black
is
a lot of fun.
Is terrific.
Yeah. Great movie. Yep.
Chronicles of Riddick, not a good
not
movie.
Great movie.
Nope. No.
You got Judi Dench on board real quick.
Yeah, I mean...
Is she going to return to the new Riddick
Judi
movie?
Judi Dench?
She's in there, yeah.
Is she really?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I was like...
I'm not her publicist.
She's got a good straight face.
He's in there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When will Archie meet Riddick?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Next year.
Here's the thing. Yeah. You're not going to know. It's just going to be
Chronicles
Archie
of Archie.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh, Riddick was here.
Archie Pitch Black.
Yeah, Archie and Judi Dench fight Riddick.
I want to see Archie versus aliens.
Yeah,
like fighting evil aliens.
That could work.
Yeah,
could work. Yeah. What are you basically?
I'll get back to you on that.
Cool. What am I? That movie looks absolutely great, though. Nothing. Chronicle. Yeah. It seems like a really like well done superhero premise.
Really?
Three kids get powers, and
one of them's a douchebag. That's not.
Dude, look,
they're all probably
the three of us
douchebags.
Got powers. You would be a dick about it.
No, you would be a dick about it.
I guess we'll see in the movie.
No, you would totally turn evil.
No way.
No, what are we saying?
Oh yeah, he would be evil.
You would be.
Oh yeah, I'd be evil.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool, let's move on. Let's talk about another superhero epic. This is another bit of news that came out this week. Matthew Vaughn has signed on to do X-Men First Class 2. So that's actually happening. What do you guys think about that? Are you excited to see a sequel to X-Men First Class?
Yeah, I didn't expect to like X-Men First Class just because the concept kind of threw me off. I really like the Singer movies, but I enjoyed First Class, so it should be good.
Wait, that's all cool. The Singer ones?
The first two.
All two of them?
Yeah. Yeah, all of them.
Are you
one and two?
Are you including apt pupil in that trilogy?
Yep.
It's a clear crossover.
Yeah.
Good reference.
Totally. Thank you very much, Boothman. What do you want to see happen in X-Men First Class?
Well,
they already solved the communist problem.
Yeah, Matthew Vaughn, when he was talking about it, when he was doing interviews about the first movie, he said he wants to set it around the civil rights movement, potentially the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. and deal with
yikes.
That.
What is this, Forrest Gump?
Well, I would say with the delicate hand he took to the African American characters in the first movie, one of them dying and the other one turning evil, I think he'll do a great job with that.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Did you make a Forrest Gump reference?
What?
So what is he, Forrest Gump?
Like all the, you know.
Yeah.
But, I'd watch that, a bunch of mutants running through historical events.
Yeah, just be like...
like a Benny Hill sequence.
Well, man, Forrest Gump. Has anyone watched Forrest Gump in the last few years?
No.
It is terrible.
Wow.
It won the Best Picture Oscar.
That feather, come on, dude.
And Ghost Town still has it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Or The Mask. Huh? Unbelievable. Let's move on. Another thing that came out today. Game of Thrones Season 2 trailer finally premiered.
Winter is here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys been watching Game of Thrones?
I'm reading it. I just got to the fifth book today. I watched the first episode and I thought it was awesome, so then I started reading the books. I haven't seen anything else.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. Jump right to
the book. Do you want us to spoil
alert?
Stuff?
Sure.
No.
That's all right. I'm not reading the books. I've only seen the first season. I'm head over heels for it. Terrific. So I saw the trailer and tried to show it to my coworkers. My one coworker made the point that there are not enough boobs in the trailer, and I was trying.
Was it a 10-second trailer?
It was like
do
it's like
a strip club. Where do you work?
No, at a strip club. They have enough boobs at a strip club. They wouldn't be wanting more.
Yeah, no, they don't need any more there. But no, I mean the first season has a lot of boobs in it.
No, it has the same boobs over and over again.
Spoiler alert: there's a lot of boobs in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Not as many thrones as there are boobs, shockingly.
It wow. should be Game of Boobs. Is what your point is. Or Throne of Boobs.
Ooh.
That does sound comfortable.
Huh?
It does sound comfortable.
Yeah,
it sounds more comfortable.
And terrifying.
Throne hard to make, but comfortable.
Yeah, really, oh. really creepy. Stop.
Less imposing, I think.
Say again?
Yeah, less
I don't
imposing.
Know. I would be intimidated by someone sitting on a throne of boobs.
I'd be distracted. I'd be like,
yeah. Whoa! Yeah.
I'd definitely be like,
why did you make that?
Definitely be like, I'm not looking at you, King.
Yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's like a lost scene from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
No one wants to see. Oh, is that? Okay.
Well, the technology wasn't around right. then. It's like George Lucas when he
now
was
the
making
technology
the original.
Is cut up.
The technology is cut up, so we can make the Silence of the Lambs that we've always wanted.
Don't say
with
George
the boob throne.
Yeah,
technology.
That would be great. Where he's just sort of dancing at the mirror. And
yeah.
He's dancing there. There's just like a tiny little boob throne right
Yeah, it's in the background. It's very inessential to the
but
plot.
But they finally put it in.
Yeah.
I've got one, so.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Boothman huh. texts the show from a
what are you,
stool of boobs.
You've read the books? Or
I have the book in my bag, and I've read 50 pages in the last 6 months.
Cool.
There's more books after that one.
Yeah, there's actually more pages after
yeah.
50.
Yeah.
Also.
There's a lot more pages.
I keep reading comics. Ugh. Yeah.
All right, last little thing. This was announced today. So there's been a Green Arrow pilot. That's been a development over at the CW. A lot of people wanted it to be the Green Arrow on Smallville, who I don't remember his name for the life of me. But it's
oh, he's calling right
oh,
now.
Oh, sorry.
He's like, did someone say my name? Yes. Did someone oh. say my name on the show?
They didn't even say my name. I just heard reference to Green Arrow on Smallville.
The CW, anytime they hear their name, is like, holy shit, someone's talking about us. Call him up.
A guy named Stephen Amell is going to be playing Green Arrow in the CW pilot, which is now called Arrow. That's it.
I know. Green was keeping me away from that series.
Yeah.
If it's just about archery,
Are you guys looking forward to? Are you guys looking forward to a Green Arrow TV series that's not called Green Arrow?
See, the people who run the CW are master storytellers. So anything that they take into their grasp, I think, will become the next Dickens, the next Faulkner. The next.
I feel like Arrow is too long. They should just shorten it a little bit.
Yeah. Just Row. Yeah.
Or Row.
I would say Row.
Or just apostrophe R-O.
Or just a symbol of an arrow.
You just show a picture.
Don't say it out loud. Yeah.
What do we need?
The show formerly known as the Green Arrow.
Yeah,
the
what about not
longer.
Even a symbol? It just has no title and no footage. And it's just an hour of blackness on the screen.
There's a marketing guy in Hollywood right now.
What?
Oh, my God.
I would prefer that.
You would?
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
And why don't we just go out and watch some archery, you guys?
That's never going to happen.
I'm just saying, same thing.
Stop asking me out to archery.
It's the same thing. Alex, come on. We're going to go get some meatballs. Extreme! And watch some archery.
That's it for the Week of Geek! Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to move on with the next section, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to Pete LePage.
Pete LePage.
Yeah. This is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. Guys, thank you so much for coming out. We really appreciate it. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like $25 free? Simply raise your hand.
So
yes,
easy.
You brave person. Come on up.
Thank you, sir.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Wayne.
Wayne, audience? Audience Wayne.
Hello, audience.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
All right. So, Wayne, this $25 Midtown gift card
and
could be
notes.
Yours. Yeah, don't. That's the pink question there. Don't cheat. Cheaters never win. All right. This is how this is going to work. Today's trivia is on Archie.
Yes.
Archie events. Big crossovers.
I don't know anybody in the Archie organization.
No organization? This guy.
Wait a second. Their facial hair is shockingly similar.
Which?
What the hell is this?
We don't know each other at all.
I'm the Alex from Earth 2.
Yeah,
I was gonna say. I'll allow that. So I know you are. You look with your hat and glasses. It's like, I'm in disguise. I'm also Alex.
Yeah, exactly.
Who does Kevin Keller marry on your Earth?
Betty.
Nice.
Yeah, wow. Nice. Good answer.
All right, so how this works is I'm going to read you a question, listen to all three possible answers, go 3 for 3, gift card yours. All right, here we go. Question number one. Thank you, Boothman. Which was one of the first crossover events for Archie? that Google would recognize when you typed it in? Was it A, Archie meets David Cassidy, B, Archie meets the Punisher, or C, Archie meets John Wilkes Booth? Kind of a darker series.
Not in continuity.
Is it A or B?
It is B.
B is correct.
Nice. You never hear Alex Trebek reference Wikipedia, but thank you for referencing Google.
No problem. All right, before teaming up with Kiss, Archie had a pal in, is it A, the Hulk, B, Judge Dredd, or C, the Color Kid? It's either A or it's B.
I'm going to go with B.
B is correct. Woo! All right. Archie's had a few weddings, right? He's had a few. Which relationship in the Archie world is least cared about?
Sort of objective.
Is it A, Jughead and Midge, B, Archie and Betty, or C, Sue Storm and Mr. Fantastic?
I'm going to have to go with A on
that. A is correct.
Wow.
Well done.
$25 free.
Woo.
Thank you. All right. Enjoy, sir.
All right. Man, I actually kind of want to read an Archie versus John Wilkes Booth series.
Right? No. Yeah.
I'm gonna
Mr.
pitch it
President,
tomorrow.
I have to warn you. There is a comic.
Really?
Yeah, it what happened. Did Google tell you?
It showed me a cover, so I know it's true.
There you go.
The internet
all right,
doesn't
there
lie.
We go. What?
The internet doesn't lie.
No, it never does. Nothing gets photoshopped on the internet. Yeah. Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, man. Totally just blanked on my comic that I was looking forward to.
Please have a look at the list.
I will. Man, look at
was it Winter Soldier number one?
Nope. Definitely wasn't that.
That looks good.
Here, why don't you take a little time?
Oh, Hulk.
Oh, wow. What a surprise.
Why are you looking forward to Hulk, Pete?
Jason Aaron's running. It's kind of a fun twist, guys.
Soy sauce.
It's all about, thank you. Yeah, he's giving me better bits than I can.
He's
come up
working
with.
His way through.
Do you actually want to say what you like about?
I like the fact that what if Bruce Banner was actually the bad guy and Hulk was the good guy and Hulk was the one keeping Banner in check all these years.
Oh, whoa! Shit. Really makes me think. Yeah.
Justin, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the 12 number 9. If you don't know about this series from Marvel that was set back in the day.
I think it started in the 80s and then lost a little steam.
No. The 12 is...
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. And so the series was really good. The art was really good.
It's amazing.
It was very good. And then they stopped doing it. I don't actually remember why. Is it JMS who was the writer on it?
Yeah,
JMS was the writer. No, I think there's been varying reports, but apparently it's Chris Weston who did the art, right?
He does the art, yeah,
and
it's great.
Apparently he got a little stuck on some stuff. There was back and forth with edits and writing and art, and there was a whole, it got a little stuck there.
So he got his hands cut off.
Yeah, he got his hands cut off. That he jabbed some pencils in his stumps, and then he kept drawing, so it took a little while. Oh, I'm sorry. That didn't actually happen. Don't worry, guys. But I'm really looking forward to the issue, too. It's kind of come out of nowhere, I feel like.
Yeah, there hasn't been much fanfare.
After a couple of years, finally getting issue number 9.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy, but I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Lock and Key Clockworks number 4 comes out.
Yes.
Always one of our favorite series
Hopefully
here on the show.
Hopefully you won't be in it again.
Yeah, I was in Lock and Key once, and I'm definitely going to be back in again. Definitely going to happen.
True story, the character was named Dr. Zalbin.
It's true. And in real life, I've been barred from the medical profession. Which is
That's why comics are an escape.
There. Lock and Key, great series. Definitely pick it up. Each issue, even though this is the fourth series, whatever, pick it up. Goodbye.
Just do it.
Eric, what are you looking forward to?
The series Zombie with an X is finally getting collected that they just released. I think Fraser Irving did the art on it. I know he did the covers, but I was waiting for it to hit trade, and it finally hit trade now. And I'm super excited. I'll follow Fraser Irving to just about any project.
Yep.
And plug some of your stuff. What should people check out?
Oh, well, we have the next Dungeon Master show is Monday the 6th.
I love the posters that you guys do for that, by the way.
Thank you very much. My friend Robert Barrett does those. The next show, it's a success seminar. There will be lots of Dungeons & Dragons, maybe some giveaways. Also, an open call if anyone knows anyone or if anyone's listening to this podcast. I'd like to put together a show, a contest of champions, if you will, where we have comic creators do comedy. Would you guys like to come see a show of that, like comic creators doing stand-up and failing? No? Sort
Woo,
of?
Yeah.
No interest? All right. So if you hear or if you know any comic creators, hit me up on Facebook at Eric.
Yeah, Frank Miller,
tweet
hilarious.
Tweet
Frank Miller.
Me.
Get Frank Miller.
If I could get Frank Miller to do stand-up, I would love that. I'd die happy.
Doesn't he already, though?
Yeah.
I mean, his whole life is performance art at this point, but...
Did you guys ever notice how terrorists should fucking die?
what's the deal with freedom?
Yeah. Alex, what are you looking forward to?
Animal Man number 6.
Yeah, great comic. I
was the Grant Morrison Animal Man is probably my favorite superhero comic run. So I love Jeff Lemire, but I didn't really expect it to kind of be what it was. So it's caught me off guard, and I'm enjoying it. So as far as my stuff, Archie Meets Kiss concludes at the end of next month, third week in February. This month, really, almost. Yeah.
And you can digitally buy the first three issues, right?
Yes, you can buy the first three through the Archie app or Comixology, graphically, all over the place. So it's been a lot of fun. The trade comes out in May 1st.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Congrats.
All right. A couple of things before we go. You can check us out at comicbookclublive.com for podcasts, forums, and not that much more, let's be honest.
Let's keep it spare.
Next week on the show, next Tuesday, we are going to have comedian Greg Stone is going to be here, so that should be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Pete, anything else you want to tell people?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to hear about all the amazing guests that we have on the show.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can also check us out on Nerdist.com. That's a relatively new thing, so check us out there as well. A couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank Eric for being on the show. Alex! Boothman! But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. at the People's Improv Theater in New York City. Please tell your friends good night!
Good night, everybody!